B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's 5 o'clock hour. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off. Interest free. Just call Guided Door and Window today. 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Man's had a long day and he joins us for the 5 o'clock hour. Devon's hanging around. Mark Farzetta in the house. What's up, man?
Good afternoon, sir. Everything is great.
He's had a long day.
A bit of a long one.
Describe it for the people.
Well, okay, the morning show, per usual. And you joined us for quite some time on there, which was awesome. Then I stopped in. I had to go back to NBC Sports Philadelphia, where our own Jim Salisbury, who you just talked to, broke the news to the world that Gabe Kapler was fired as the Phillies manager. So Jim and I sat in for about 45 minutes, did a little hit on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Hi, Booney, by the way. And then I went to my daughter's doctor's appointment, so I had to do that for my infant daughter. Came in here for about an hour with the midday program, back to NBC to take care of some stuff we did with the Eagles yesterday, and now here I am. Just being honored for a second time today, being in the same presence as Mike Missinelli.
Look at that. How about that?
Tell me about this egg thing again. What's going on here? The egg people are suffering?
The world is against people who don't like eggs.
That is true.
If you look, like for instance, you go into a Starbucks for a breakfast sandwich, or you get a cup of coffee, breakfast sandwich, there's no non-egg choice. Mm-hmm. You notice this?
Yes, I have.
In fact, if you go to a Wawa, there's no non-egg choice unless you have to specifically order it. There's no grab-and-go non-egg choice.
Yeah.
Now, what is that about? Why do people assume that everybody in the world likes eggs? It's a very easy thing to dislike an egg.
And they've actually made them more accessible now because now they do those little, like, egg pods type devices. Yeah. Have you seen these?
I have seen these.
They're like, have you seen these, Mike? They got, like, the bacon baked into them and stuff like that. There's no bread.
Yeah.
And you see them at like Starbucks or something. Yep. And I don't know what the deal is with those. I'm not touching those.
It's the incredible edible egg. And I am from the Egg Council. And I can't stand this egg slander coming from that room. I can't stand it. I love the egg.
No. I love the egg as well. I love it so much. It's in my
last
name.
Stop eating meat. I need the egg.
Let me tell you something.
I'm nothing without the egg.
One of the things about a fine palate is that it has to be in sync with the smell of the food.
Okay.
There's nothing that smells good about an egg.
I disagree.
Well, what are you smelling an egg? It's foul.
It's not foul when you cook it. First of all, you
if
put
it's
a little
properly,
right, salt and pepper.
It's still foul.
You fry an egg, it's not foul.
Yeah, little onions. Like on this one, no. No, I'm just, it's just a bad thing. You just don't do it. There's no need for it. And you're right, Mike. You go into all these places and every sandwich has an egg on it.
It's unbelievable.
And it's unnecessary. There's a hamburger.
I go.
And then you have a cheeseburger. Everyone doesn't want cheese.
I go to Starbucks the other day, right? And I see their selection. It's not a great selection. But, you know, I like a breakfast sandwich, a little sausage, whatever. I go, is that all you have there, just the egg? She goes, yeah, but I can take the egg off. I go, nah. You've tainted the meat with the egg.
Yes.
The egg is on top of the meat.
Exactly.
You just can't remove an egg.
Yeah.
All the times I've had to remove meat from stuff when I don't eat meat, and you complain about having to remove an egg once, like you egg guys are spoiled.
You made a choice, Ty.
You get all the bacon and all that stuff.
You went for a lifestyle of eating. I'm talking about one item here. The whole world eats meat. The whole world doesn't eat eggs.
The world should.
No.
All right.
No.
How's that vegetarian diet going for you?
Yeah.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
When you go home, nice little meal with your wife, what's 5 days a week? What creative things can you do?
Yeah, I'm pescatarian, so there's a salmon.
So you go fish.
Yeah, there's a salmon. There's a shrimp.
But if you go on pure veg, how do you?
I do quinoa, lentils. There's rice. You do a lot of that. I don't just
pasta?
Do salads. I don't like to do a lot of pasta.
What do you put on top of the quinoa? You just don't eat the quinoa.
Nah, you drizzle olive oil. You saute eggplant. There's things to do. You also have a lot of meatless things out there. Like, actually, at the Wells Fargo Center now, there's a whole kiosk for vegetarians. I had the meatless cheesesteak at the Sixers game, and it was fantastic. Fantastic.
Long line there?
Short line.
Short line.
Right up, real close. Got it. It was great, though. I'm telling you, people need to get down there and get it, because if that doesn't last, I'm screwed. The only thing I can then eat after that is that Lorenzo's Pizza and crab fries. I like to have a little more variety at the arena.
Yeah, short line for that.
They also have the veggie Italian sausage. Yeah.
So they sell fries in that same veggie cheesesteak line?
They got the what?
They got a veggie Italian sausage there, too.
They got veggie Italian sausage.
Or, yeah, I didn't get that.
Or, well, you got to remove the Italian part of that the whole equation.
Or fossage, if you will.
You know, so you're saying the Italian can't have...
There's no Italian alive that would endorse fake Italian sausage.
How you know? How you know it wasn't an Italian
I think we might have maybe two Italian food connoisseurs sitting in that room right now.
Pork is part of my DNA. Gotta have the pork. That's the flavor,
yeah,
as they say in Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah, he's making the sauce. You gotta have the pork.
Oh, you gotta have the pork. That's the flavor. Mm-hmm. All right, Drew in Westchester joins us. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Mike, don't put too many onions in the sauce.
I didn't put too many onions, Paul. How many did you put in? Too small onion. That's too many. Okay. Sorry, you get me doing dialogue.
For a while, Mike. Excuse me if I'm all over the place here, man. But definitely, I've never called 7-Eleven the Sev, and their burrito is definitely clutch late night. So I agree with you on both. Yeah,
it's really a horrible item, but you have to have several beers in you. Yeah, you got to have several beers in you. It's like fake protein of some sort, but they spice it up good.
No, yeah, it fills the stomach. So anyway, about the Phillies, I just have them go all over the place. Phillies firing Kapler. You know, I feel bad for the guy, I guess. I mean, he had to deal with what he had to deal with. So I think Klentak should have gone with him. That's all I'm really going to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping Martinez was still going to be there because I really did have some Flyers discussion to talk
to
him about.
Well, you can talk to Mr. Hockey, me. Go ahead. Fire away. We'll get some hockey people here.
Yeah, no, I just think that,
you got Devon and Tyrone talking hockey?
Oh, no doubt. Post game.
Talking hockey.
Absolutely.
Mark's a hockey guy.
Let's do that hockey.
Yeah, so no, I think a 2-0 start. I mean, it's a great start for the Flyers. I know the Devils are a new, young team. They're rebuilding, but I think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with in maybe another year or two. Beating Chicago over in Prague was definitely a big win, even though Chicago is kind of in a funky stage now, but I think that Metropolitan Division is really wide open. Pittsburgh's struggling. They got a ton of injuries. I think the real teams you got to compete with this year are Washington and Carolina, I think, for your main two spots there. So I think these young players keep developing, and if Carter Hart keeps playing the way he's playing, I mean, there's no reason why the Flyers can't make a run in this playoff, at least in the division for a top spot.
You all right out there, Drew, in Westchester? Yeah, is the air a little light out there today?
What's happening, buddy?
He's with Ty on this one.
Drew, you think you're going a little bit too far?
What, you think it's too much to ask, Mike?
It might be.
Well, I'm a Penguins fan, so I mean, I'm fine with that too. Mm-hmm. So, but I just think the Flyers are looking good.
All right. Well,
correct.
I hope you're right.
We'll see. It's a long season.
All right, man. Thank you. All right, that's two wins.
It's good to hear that. They beat two games, yeah.
They beat Chicago, and they beat a bad Jersey team.
A Jersey team that many fans were saying are going to finish ahead of the Flyers in the standings. They took care of business. They took care of the Wayne train. A lot of fans who were giving me a hard time on the weekend when I was talking about the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
They rode the Devils, watch the Devils.
Okay.
So, 2-0.
Home opener. People behind them in the building.
Shutout. Youngest Flyers goalie to ever have a shutout. Flyers have had goalies back in the day. Pelly never did that.
Listen, I mean, they may do what he just said. It's two games.
I agree with everything, but take a deep run.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to happen. The playoffs? No. Yeah, that's part of this.
I'm not part of the deep run team either. I'm a make the playoffs team, make the playoffs.
Mark, you said expect the playoffs?
No, I think they're making the playoffs. They're a playoff team. The playoff run part of it, getting to the playoffs, deep run. Sure, maybe Carter Hart's even better than we can imagine, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think little baby steps here. And by the way, speaking of those old school goaltenders, Bernie Perron said they're going to win the cup with this kid, Carter Hart.
Yeah, not this year, but they're going to win. He's the next level. He might end up being the most important H player in the city, and that includes Hoskins and Harper. It could end up being that Hart was the one all along. The most important H.
You've been waiting so long for one, so yeah.
Yep, he might be the most important one.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, 15 games in, we'll have this conversation.
All right.
All right. That's the last time we'll talk about hockey in 15 games. Until 15 games, but no, I'm just kidding. Brian in Delaware. Brian, you're on 97.5 tonight. Brian.
Hey, Mike, how you guys doing?
What's up, Bri?
Well, I'm glad Cap was gone. Now, every time the Phillies get a manager, they always get a hitting coach. The hitting coach knows nothing what the heck he's doing with this lineup. Every time. So my question is, what do you think? New manager comes in, whether it's one of the top two, but how about Mike Schmidt as your new hitting coach?
What makes you think he can teach hitting?
He's
never been a hitting coach. What makes you think that Mike Schmidt could teach hitting? Just because you were a home run hitter doesn't mean you could be a good hitting coach.
Well, no, because he's managed to fill the younger Phillies down in Clearwater for a couple years back.
Here's the reality of it. Mike Schmidt's at a stage in his life where he wouldn't want to be like a schlep coach on a team making $200,000. I mean, that's a commitment. He's got a really easy lifestyle. You know, guys that are his age, they don't want to go through a grind to being a hitting coach.
Yeah. And what do you think the odds are to Phillies getting Rendon and Gerrit Cole?
Nil. They could get one or the other. I don't think Washington's going to let Rendon go, to be honest with you.
Nobody thought that Washington was going to let Harper go last year, too.
Yeah, that's true. But they can't, because they lost Harper, they can't lose Rendon now. Especially now, because he delivered for them. You know, they're in the playoffs.
You think Middleton would open up his checkbook to bring Cole?
Well, Salisbury seems to think so.
I was listening to Jim on that. You know, I mean, what do you think it would take to get Cole and Rendon for Middleton?
What would it take to get Cole and Rendon for Middleton?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, like monster
Middleton to bring to Philadelphia?
What?
How much do you think you have to open up his checkbook to get Cole and Rendon?
Too much. They couldn't do it. They couldn't pay three players that kind of money. One more, three.
No,
you can't.
Talking about Rendon already turned down. Now it's early. He turned down like $30 million.
Yeah, but now they made it to the championship series. They lost Harper last year. They're going to do everything they can to keep him there.
But I'm saying if he turned down 30, let's say it takes 33 to get him, and it might take another 30 to get. So he's going to spend $63 million per year on just two players?
Right.
In addition to what you're already playing Harper?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, come on.
$350 million for two players, probably? I mean, that's really the number you're looking at
here. Yeah, that's the number.
To go up with $330 million for Bryce Harper.
Right. And then the first baseman, if he has a good year, he's a Boris client. So how much would you then have to pay him? Because you assume, like, if you do that move, he's playing third base, so he's locked as your first baseman. If he hits 40 bombs, which is impossible, how much you going to then pay your first baseman?
And you have to pay Real Muto.
Right, and you got to pay Real Muto. Right.
This is we're looking at $450 million for a total of four or five players.
So Cole would cost you, if you get 6 years, $35 million, that costs you $210 million.
There you go.
Rendon is going to cost you $300 million, isn't he?
Yes.
He just turned down $220 million.
He turned down $220 million for like 7 years, thirty plus per. He said, "Nah, I'm good."
So for three players, you're talking $843 million for three players over a contract. This is not going to happen.
And Nolan, you just paid. You paid him. You got him on a deal, but you just paid him. And you're going to have to pay the catcher, like you said, Devon, and the first baseman's due for a raise with arbitration.
Plus, they got to bring back Brad Miller. You know, Michael and Bethlehem. Michael, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Michael.
Congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you, Mike.
Anybody can do something for 10 years in Philly, does it well.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. I don't know. They're not going to re-sign. They haven't talked about spending $200 million on anybody again. He's not going to spend the money. But
I think he will on a pitcher. He desperately knows they need a pitcher. So
yeah.
He may, with Boris.
On one pitcher, but not two.
Well, you can get a marginally priced other pitcher. They're going to need two.
Definitely. And they also need a hitter.
Yeah,
to be competitive.
They need a lot of players that they can't recoup in 1 year. So they're going to, they like, in other words, to match the people that are ahead of them in the division. So I don't know what yet next year is going to turn out to be. It might be Klentak's swan song one more year goes by.
Yeah, but and then they're going to have to hire a real manager, and that's going to take money. So he's got to spend
stupid
money.
Yeah, that's going to take peanuts.
They got to spend stupid money.
Nah, Carter Hart? Yeah, $4 million.
My second thing is Carter Hart, above six shutouts this year, he's going to be the star that the Flyers have needed.
I hope you're right.
Oh, I believe it. I tried to talk to Tyrone about it the other day. He's a Pelly Lindbergh.
I hope you're right.
Well, I believe. Have a good day.
Two games.
Two games. He's already addressing the dressing room. Did you see that?
It's been two games. He's done what?
He's addressed the dressing room.
Oh, he has?
He was the player of the game last night. So they gave him the whatever they called that thing, the hockey helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right. I love the guy, but it sounded like a 12-year-old addressing the dressing room.
Well, he's 21 years old. Like, he's only literally been on his own for like literally a year.
Mm.
Like, he only learned how to pay his electric bill. No. Last season at one point, his power got turned off. He didn't know you had to pay an electric bill because he never had to.
Pico Power Play.
Like, he never.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wait,
what was that 24? What was that thing that they did with the Flyers? The
24/7?
Is that what? What was it called?
The one most
inside
recent
the,
one?
Yeah, inside the Flyers. What was that? Is that a national thing?
Oh, the behind the ice?
Behind the glass.
Behind the glass. That was it.
NHL Network. Yeah.
How was that? How'd that turn out? Anybody watch that?
Did not see it.
You didn't see it?
No.
Nope.
Do I?
No, I did not.
Tyro? Come on, man.
No. I didn't know it existed.
Behind the glass?
NHL Network, Behind the Glass. Right. It was like a Hard Knocks of the NHL.
Right, it was like a Hard Knocks of the Flyers.
But I'm busy.
In fact, HBO is doing 24/7 with the college programs now. Did you see that?
Oh, which
last
one?
Night with Penn State.
Yeah.
Oh, they're at Penn State?
Last night, inside the Nittany Lions.
The undefeated Nittany Lions.
With Liev Schreiber doing the voiceover.
Oh, so that's legit.
How was that?
Uninspired.
Anything new? Okay. Yeah.
You know what? Don't listen to him. It might have been awesome. He's waiting. If they can't beat Ohio State, he don't want to hear Liev Schreiber. As soon as if they can beat Ohio State, he'd say, man, this was great.
The 24/7 was the week going into the Purdue game. Am I supposed to do a flip?
See what I mean? Had they been playing Ohio State and they beat Ohio State, even if it was the same program,
I got you.
He'd be on 100.
I know.
He doesn't care. He's not like these other guys. We are. He doesn't do that. It's only we are if we can beat Michigan and Ohio State and Alabama.
We
Otherwise,
are
we aren't.
Albany.
To Mike.
I know.
We aren't.
What do you want from me?
I'm just letting people.
Your school didn't. You're a Rutgers guy, so.
Well, we got rid of that coach. It's causing some problems, though, because with the new transfer rule. The new red shirt rule.
Yeah, I feel bad.
A lot of Rutgers' best players shut it down. They fired them a little too early. They should have waited an extra 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm feeling sorry for myself at the Penn State program, but I realized that you went to Rutgers. Good Lord.
Listen, we're going to come back, start recruiting at a high level.
Big Ten.
Shianu comes back.
Yeah.
Everything's going to change. We're knocking off Penn State in 6 years.
What are they thinking about going into the Big Ten? Rutgers.
Huh?
They should be like in that Temple conference.
No. What? Rutgers got used. You know why that happened?
What?
The real reason? It was to get bid. The New York market, because it's not a big college market, was not going to take the Big Ten network. Mm-hmm. So they grabbed Maryland and Rutgers to guarantee that the large markets would grab the Big Ten network. It worked. And now, unfortunately, Maryland has risen their game up to where they're at least passable, and Rutgers has not.
Yeah, except for the little 59-0 piece. Against Penn State.
Well, what I mean by passable is they've beaten Texas. Maryland has won some good games. Rutgers has not.
No. Rutgers is an offer in that conference.
Yeah. But Maryland has won some games.
They lost to Temple. That's a big defeat for them.
Yeah, you know.
I got to get my man Eric from Trenton in here. He's been hanging. Eric. Hey, Eric.
Yo.
Hey.
Happy anniversary. You've
been one of the great callers. In the 10 years? Yes, I have.
Well, I've only been listening since Anthony came on, because that's how I got into talk radio. And I used to listen to the other station, but like your radio station's on all day long, and I do like some of the other people at the other station, but your talent there is so good, I don't have to change the channel because I don't get bored.
Well, that's a wise choice. You
no
make.
Need. No need.
It's a wise choice, Eric. You're wiser than your years would indicate.
Yeah, so are you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm about the same age as you. But, yeah, I was going to talk about the Eagles, but I want to talk about the Phillies.
Go ahead.
You know, I live in Trenton, but I grew up a Mets fan. I still am a Mets fan. I like it when, if the Phillies are good, you know, I root for them. But, I mean, the Mets were 10 games under 500 at the All-Star break, and they finished 10 games over 500. I mean, they could be a force to reckon with.
Yeah, you could make the case that the Phillies are behind even the Mets right now.
Well, the Phillies got to do something over this offseason to contend because Washington is in the playoffs and Atlanta is what Atlanta is. You know, it's going to be a tough division next year, I do believe.
Yeah, it is. I'm not very optimistic about the Phillies next year.
No, if they can get some pitching, Joe. And he said he wants to spend money, you know, if he's got to pay the luxury tax, pay the luxury tax.
I hear you.
Yankees.
I hear you. I'm with you, Eric.
I mean, that's the way to go, I think.
Yankees got under the luxury tax, didn't they?
Yeah, but for many years they were over. Yeah, they just spend, and they were good as hell.
Yeah.
But, I mean, thank you guys for entertaining me for all these years.
Hey, thanks for listening, Eric. You have really good taste in radio stations.
I love you all.
All right, buddy.
I miss Martinez with you because he used to, you know, goof on me and imitate me, make me stammer. And
yeah, he does you well.
Yeah, well, he makes me sound like Jeff Spicoli. Like I'm stupid.
You're a little Spicoli-like. All right, man. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Well, Eric's going to have a tough time getting on the air going forward. Going in the dig at the end.
Mrs. J, huh?
Missing Jason. All right, well, you're going to miss getting on the air, too.
He took his glass. That's a little shot of you.
Yeah, it happens.
I miss Jason.
Yeah, good
thing. You don't imitate him.
Yeah,
you don't give him
I have a rule
flavor.
I was told by a program director years ago. Tyrone, callers aren't stars.
That was Tom Bigby?
Yes.
So I followed him. That was a little bit of an impression right there. I heard that. I heard that little twang. I know what was going on there. Yeah.
Pretty good. 610-632-0975. And we'll squeeze May calls in. We doing sound off today or are we just...
That's up to you. We don't have to. Maybe just go through.
Are they any good?
Yeah, you know what? I like to see these guys react to it. We'll do it.
Well, I'm out. Okay, we'll do I'm out, so I'll right. Listen to you guys doing that.
All right, cool. Yeah? Thanks,
I'm out.
Hey, thanks for hanging in, Ron.
Yeah, it's been a long run, right?
Appreciate it, yeah.
Yeah, let's keep it rolling.
All right, sounds good.
All right, man.
All right, back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. Now back to the Fanatics 10th Anniversary All-Star Day on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah, that was a little sample of the madness that went on today. 97.5, The Fanatic 10th Anniversary Show. I don't want this to be lost on people. The reason why we lasted 10 years is because of the people that listen to this show. I know it sounds like overly patriotic, but it's absolutely true. If people weren't supportive of the station, we wouldn't be able to do things like have a 10-year window like this or do Fan Fest and stuff like that. You know that, Mark.
Absolutely. I was blown away by Fan Fest. Fan Fest was incredible.
Yeah,
being able to meet that many people, like, take pictures, shake hands, that whole thing, it was awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool that people buy in. And one of the differences of this station, and I worked at other stations, but the difference between this station, I always felt, is that we blur the line between show and fan. It's like people join us. Like there's no, they don't look at us like we're to the station and we can't reach you. They feel part of us.
Yes, we are relatable.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
Yes, relatable.
It comes down to just being relatable.
Yes.
They feel like they can hang with us. They're welcome on the stoop next to us.
Exactly. That's what we try to cultivate here. All right, let's get some phone calls in. A lot of people have been wanting to come in here, and we'll do that after the Twitter poll, which is our final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you're a landscaper out there, you know, or a regular guy, and you got, like, heavy equipment, you know, instead of buying new stuff, you might be able to repower some of your landscaping equipment, because Moyer has best deals around for engine replacements, and they have them in stock. So visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, we're waiting for the horns.
There they are.
Yeah.
We're fading in here a little bit. Over 1,200 votes on this one. Are you more optimistic about the Phillies' future now that Gabe Kapler has been fired? 45% say yes, 55% say no.
All righty. Now, we'll see where this leads with a new manager and that search and all that kind of stuff. Let's get back. It's got Bob in Tennessee. Bob sent me a beautiful text. And before we punch Bob up, this is what he texted me today. And he's been listening all day because I saw his name on the computer when we did the morning show, Mark, when I was in at 9 o'clock, he tried to get in. So Bob writes, I've been on this ride with you for 9.5 years. On this side, I've shared many things like my story of Brenda as well as my cancer. What I hope for 97.5 is an Eagle Super Bowl. A listening family that grows exponentially and many more years for you, along with a vineyard and a hypothetical lady from Bath Bed. Your friend, Tennessee Bob. As sports fans, we sort of live vicariously through you guys. Happy 10th. Let's bring him up now. Bobby!
Well, hi, Mike.
Hi, Bob.
Now I have nothing to say.
That's right. You can say it in your own words.
Yes, but, you know, now I'm going to get emotional. I'm lifting a drink that is a brand new Tennessee whiskey, which I'm going to send you a bottle of. I think you're going to enjoy this bourbon.
Nice.
It's brand new, and it ain't cheap, and you're going to like it, I hope. But beautiful. I'm having a drink of it right now, saluting 97.5, the Fanatic, and the family of the Fanatic. But can I give one shout out? And that is to Jerome, who called in earlier from West Philly.
Yes.
He sent me a card, and not only the card, he sent me a Phillies shirt. And he also sent me five $1 bills. And I thought, my goodness, thank you for paying for my hospital bills, Jerome
is a great dude, Bob, and he listens to your story all the time, and he's been through some things as well, so he relates.
Well, I know, and but now you've made this an emotional thing, and it's very emotional for me because I have to say hi to Ty, and I have to say hi to Nat, because I love them. They have been, I remember every producer you've had, every one of them. And I remember when we met and we were talking, and I told Jason, I said, Jason, this man makes people great. That's what he does. And I was referring to you as you were standing right beside
Bob, me. You're too much.
No, and I meant it. And that's what you do. And that's what you'll do for Ty. It's what you'll do for Natalie. It's what you do for everyone. And so I admire you and I thank you. And I'm just so proud to be a fan of this radio station.
Bobby, you're the best. And I remember talking to you over a Tennessee whiskey at that place in Pottstown. The first time I met you.
Exactly.
Right?
That's it. You got it.
You came all the way to Pottstown to hang with us.
Yes, I did.
You're the best.
There'll be many more times like that. And I'm always going to be at FanFest if God's willing. So, and I believe he is, because everything is stable right now with me, and I'm very happy.
Beautiful. So, Bob, you hang, you take care of yourself. You keep fighting the fight. You're a good dude, man. And, the station remembers certain callers, and obviously the whole fan base remembers you and appreciate you.
Thanks, Mike. Right, I see you, buddy.
There he is. Bob from Tennessee. Isn't he great?
See that?
He's fantastic.
On the stoop right next to you, hanging out, being relatable.
Yeah. Well, you know that? He came all the way to Pottstown. We did the show, and afterwards, they go over to the bar. He comes over, he's got this big Tennessee accent. I mean, he just moved here, and he listens to the station. He loves the station. And, he's just, from that moment on, he's just forged a relationship with us. And people really gravitate to Bob.
They love him.
They really do love him. And, they're going through this whole thing with him as well. So, all right, let's take one more call. Paul in Somerton. Paul, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Paul.
Well, that's a tough act to follow. But I just want to say thank you so much to this radio station. I love you guys. I listen every day as much as I possibly can. Fanatic Fan Fest, I've been lucky to attend the last couple years, and I've had such an incredible time. You guys allow me to hold the Super Bowl trophy something I thought I would never, ever in my entire wildest dreams be able to do. And you just gave me that opportunity. And then last year, bringing the half court of the Sixers and being able to spend a lot of time with a lot of the other callers just shooting a basketball up for that time and being able to, excuse me, be in front of near Deshaun Jackson and Allen Iverson and being able to partake in all these events. And I kind of wish that you guys did something for the 10th anniversary at Xfinity Live or something like that. But, guys, I can't say enough how much I love the station and hope to be a part of Fanatic Fan Fest next summer and continue to do what you are doing and being able to broadcast the day after the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year and the day after the Sixers win the NBA championship. And
don't forget the Flyers, because the Flyers are going for a deep run, we learned today.
Let's just take it one step at a time and hope the Flyers make the playoffs this year. You guys do a tremendous job, and I can't say enough how much I appreciate listening to you. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Oh, thanks. That was nice of you, Paul. Really nice of you to call in with those sentiments. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to do Sound Off. So Sound Off is ahead right here. This is your first Sound Off, Mark.
I'm excited. I only hear this in the car when I listen on the way back from NBC and all that stuff, but I'm looking forward to being here live and in person.
Sometimes it's really special, and sometimes it's not really special. Well, we'll see after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? Hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That is the Sound Off line. That is how you get in if you got something to say. Gabe Kyler got fired earlier today. I'm assuming we have some calls here about that. Let's see what we have on Sound Off.
So the Flyers win. Ben Simmons hits the three, and we fired Gabe Kyler.
Well. Somebody has been putting a little bit extra in the offering plate this past couple Sundays, haven't they?
Ooh. The Philadelphia Philadelphia trifecta. As long as somebody gets fired with the two good things, we're good.
Well, we're off to a great start. That's pretty impressive right there.
Hey, Mike, now that Gabe is gone, I'm thinking maybe Buck Showalter's hanging out there to be hired next. If that's the case, I'll tell you what. If Buck comes, I say bring George Costanza to give hitting tips. Better than John Maley.
Your guy was a great episode. That was the cotton uniforms episode, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Cotton uniforms.
I think it would work better if the Yankees wore cotton uniforms.
Yeah.
Ding dong, cats were gone, and it's such a wrong. Ding dong, cats were really gone.
You can see that ride at Disney World, right?
I love producers. I love callers that produce their own calls.
The Kapler ride.
He had music back.
He did.
That was good.
Yeah, ding dong.
That's creative.
No, that's the, no. Well, that's no. I'm sorry. It was the. That's Nat. That's your favorite movie.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not my favorite song of the movie.
Wizard of Oz would be your favorite movie of all time.
Yes, it is.
It's in my top five.
It is?
I really like Wizard of Oz, yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Great cinematic excellence. I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
No, you got a good hockey coach when you have no idea how to pronounce his last name. Go Flyers! 82-0, baby! Woo!
Oh, wow. Vignon. He's actually a good hockey coach, so... Maybe the combination of new coach, young players, and the goaltender, who's Marty Perron, gets the Flyers deep into the Stanley Cup playoff run. But yeah, I have to wait for 15 games. When 15 games go by, I'll have a statement on the Flyers, Tyra. All right?
We'll open the show with your statement.
13 more games have to go by.
Watching Zion Williams, it's like a combination of Charles Barkley and Dominique Wilkins. This kid's quickness and his explosion to the basket is uncanny. On 13 attempts, Mike, he hit 12 shots, most of them to the basket. He definitely got to learn how to shoot a jump shot, but Mike, he dropped 29 points in 27 minutes.
Yeah, it was a preseason game. He's going to be explosive like that. He's going to score points. That team's not very good, so he's going to get a lot of opportunities to score. Ty, you're taking a wait-and-see attitude about Zion, aren't you?
Yes, I don't think he can guard anybody.
Yeah, he's going to have trouble guarding.
Happy 10th anniversary. Second, I'm backing up Natalie. It is a Northeast Philly thing. It is called Sev. Guys and girls do call it Sev. It was always, yo, I'm eating up at Sev.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, I figured it was a Northeast Philly thing. Well, see, I'm close to Northeast Philly, but it didn't get up that way.
Well, but
I didn't suppose get paid, it's just didn't get paid
contained. Boone's from Delco, and he says it's Sev.
Maybe it's just neighborhood preference.
Must be neighborhood.
I will admit that in Doylestown, Sev did make its way, that terminology.
Yeah,
it was in our lexicon.
It was?
A Sev run. But no one goes there anymore anyway. They just go to Wawa.
Really?
Yeah. I swear to God.
Of course we prefer Wawa.
Yeah.
Never heard of Sev.
That's wild.
I'm
going to
make a
Sev
run. Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sunstar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Brave. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later. All right, that concludes the big 10th anniversary festivities for today. Everybody shared the microphone. It was a lot of fun. Did you have fun, Mark?
I had a blast.
Thanks for coming in. I knew it was a long day for you, so thanks for coming
in. Same to you, man.
This final hour.
You started early, too.
No, I didn't start as early as you. I slept in at 9 o'clock. Anyway, stay tuned. The Cuz's Corner is live from Parks Casino and on TV. Stay tuned on NBC Sports Philadelphia for Quick Slants. Have a great night, everybody. Back to normal programming. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.